Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise this morning. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Landia kashata kalada ito ilaba shanda ika shando kalabashia ika shandia kabashiko shirio woko shandia kabashando.
For surely there is power in my name. Because at my name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that I am surely Lord. For this power that I possess in myself shall manifest itself even within you. That the things that have come into your life that are trying to dissect, destroy, and separate you from me shall not have the strength or the power to do so. Because I, who am the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, shall raise up a standard against it like you've never seen before in your life. And I shall rain down into your lives with power, with love, and with peace, and with restraint. And you shall press your way on in to the very blessing that has been promised even unto thee. For there is surely power in my name, saith the Lord. So as you call upon my name, know that there is nothing impossible unto thee. For as long as you call upon me, you shall have faith in me, and let your faith raise you and cause you to rise to greater heights and deeper depths, that you might see the bottomless pit where the very glory of God, where the enemy not reigning, but I am reigning in the pit. For I am raising up a standard from the very bottom of all things and raising it up to a high tower, to a high top, that you shall be able to position yourself in a way where you shall look at all things as though I have already created and manifested. And you shall take these things and apply them not just to your lives, but to all the lives that are about thee. And this love shall constrain, this love shall strengthen, this love shall be powerful in the earth in this day when men are seeking after their own flesh and seeking their own desires and their own wisdom. But knoweth my children, for I am the only wise God. Therefore, if thou stand and rise in me, thou shalt know that the glory of the living God is not just a figment of imagination, but is a reality of life, saith God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Glory
to God. Thank you. How many here know God owns hell? He owns hell.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And he controls the gates.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, glory. Amen. That's right. Don't you say, Pastor? The dungeon of no escape. That's because if you in, he's not going to let you out. And if you're not already in, he's not going to let you in.
Amen.
Amen. We always think of God as always being our heaven, but he is all things. Amen. He is all things. As I was studying this morning, glory to the living God, I was just playing with them. There ain't nothing I can hide from them that they don't already know. You know what? He behind the veil, huh? They something up. Mm-hmm. Behind the veil. Open up your Bibles to the book of Joshua. The 6th chapter of Joshua. I've been kind of meditating on this for the last couple of days and chewing on the walls of Jericho, because that was going to be my message. The walls. How the walls fell flat. They didn't fall over, but they just fell flat. That means they fell straight down, which was a miracle in itself. Amen. And with all Joshua, the 6th chapter, the 1st verse, and always under the understanding that the walls fell because they marched around the walls. Amen. They marched around the walls 6 days. I don't know where folks are getting the nights from, saying they walked around the walls 6 days, 6 nights. It was only 6 days. I've been hearing that preached a lot lately. They marched around the walls for 6 days, day and night. No, they slept at night.
Yeah. All right.
Amen. And so, you know, I just kind of, in my spirit, and I taught that. But then God began to show me some other stuff concerning that walk around the wall. Most importantly was that Joshua and the men of valor went first. They went first. The people didn't join them until Joshua asked them to. But we'll get into that. This is not going to be a long message. Don't clap. Yeah, Sean, okay. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thee into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. The 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. God's ready for our walls to come down. But not only that, he's expecting something else out of us. And the Lord said, or he spoke in a logos to Joshua, see, perceive. It may not be what I'm telling you. You can't see what I'm telling you, but it's there. So that means the word see means to perceive. That means your perception has got to change. You just can't go by what you're seeing with your natural eye, but your perception has to be supernatural. Your perception can never be supernatural unless you are standing in this word. Because if you're not standing in the word, you can't hear God. Because that's God speaks to us through his word. So he said Joshua, or the son of Nun, or Yahshua, or typology, or type of Christ Jesus. See that I have already given you this Jericho. You can't possess it until you first see it. There are things that we've been promised and we wonder why we don't have them or ascertain them yet. The reason is because you haven't seen them yet. You can't possess the blessing unless you first see the blessing. Y'all don't hear me this morning. You've got to see it. You've got to see whatever it is you have need of. That's part of calling those things that are not as though they are. That's a big part of that. You have to see it. It don't do no good to call it if you don't see it. You're just wasting your time. You're just flapping your lips and wagging your tongue. Lord told Joshua, see it. You got to see it. You got to look past what you see standing and see that it's already down. And see that I've already given it into you, or that I've already given it into your hands, or caused given it to your works. And the king there, and I'm going to give you the king too. And his mighty men of valor. My God. I'm going to give you all of this.
Yeah.
But you've got to see it.
Yeah.
Don't just see the wall that's standing there, which is tall. And I used to have the measurements of it, which is what the wall was about as thick as half of this building or more. That's how thick the wall was. So it was impossible to break through it. There were no breaches in the wall. It was too tall to climb over. There was only one way in to Jericho, was that the wall came down. Well, they didn't have the tools to make it come down. The only weapons they had was whatever the things they brought out of Egypt, which wasn't no cannons, no bazookas. They didn't have no tanks. And then you have to ask yourself, why would he want to conquer Jericho anyway? The word Jericho in the Hebrew means fragrance. It was a place of fragrance. What do you mean by fragrance, brother? What I mean by fragrance is, who was in Jericho? Rahab the harlot. She was a prostitute. Yeah, that too. She was a prostitute. Why was Rahab in Jericho? Because it was a place of pleasure. It was a place of pleasure. Rahab wasn't the only one that was there that was in her line of work.
All right now. Break it down,
Pastor. So travelers from all over the globe that visited, got to that area, that's where they went for their pleasure. Jericho. Y'all still with me?
Yes.
Okay, if you get lost, just raise your hand. I might not see it, but raise it anyway. God told him, if you can perceive, your perception has to change. So far, you've been only seeing that which is in front of you. Now your perception has to change. Moses ain't here with you anymore. Now you're the leader.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to accept responsibility for what happens. Oh, shoot, Lord, I ain't ready for that. You shall compass the city, all ye men of war. First, all you men. And go around the city. Listen to this. This caught me. I didn't see this the first time I started studying this. All ye men shall compass the city. You shall go about the city. How many times?
Once.
Then it said what? Thus thou shalt do
6 days.
So how many times did they actually go around the wall? Seven. Once and then six. Because God wants us to know, if you obey him, he'll give you the ability to conquer flesh. I want the ability to conquer this flesh. I'm sick of this flesh dictating to me how I feel and what my feelings are and dictating my emotions and possessing, taking my strength and controlling when I'm going to have joy and when I'm going to have peace. I'm sick of it. I'm ready to conquer it. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to conquer me. Because I know God has something powerful. But I got to see it first.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
So, you and the mighty man, y'all do it once, and then y'all shall do it 6 days. We know six represents the number of man. Seven is the number of God, or maturity. And then seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns, and the seventh day ye shall compass the city seven times. The seventh day you're going to do it seven times. What is going on here? Didn't he say 6 days? Now it says seventh day. Because God realized it. He realized that we were going to miss it the first time. So he made it plain the second time. Remember, I always tell you, God always interprets his own word. Remember we said in the first, the men went around, then the whole, then they do it six more days. Well, God is saying, the seven priests shall bear before the our seven prophets, the ram, and the seventh day ye shall compass the city seven times. The seventh day. What is God saying? Surely by that time you will have grown up. Surely by the seventh day, you will overcome your flesh and be able to see what I have already spoken to you.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes. Amen.
And then the priest shall blow the trumpet. You know, they had different trumpets. One trumpet made the sound of defeat, of retreat. Another trumpet made the sound of rest. Another trumpet made the sound of make camp or break camp. But this certain trumpet made the sound of... This trumpet said, the battle won.
Yeah, triumph. Yeah.
It's a triumphant horn. The battle is won. When you come to a place of maturity in your spirit, and you rise to where God wants you to rise to, in spite of your circumstances, you'll hear that trumpet.
Yes.
You may still in pain, but you'll hear the trumpet.
Hallelujah.
You may not have the finances that you have need of, but you'll hear the trumpet. Your family and friends may be tripping, and things may be going crazy, but you'll still hear the trumpet. Why will you hear the trumpet? Because you've allowed your inward man to persevere and look past the natural man and see what God has already promised you. Amen. You ever been in a race or something, and you were running and you was about to give up, and then you saw the finish line? You saw the finish line. And you say to yourself, I can do this. When your perception changed, you can see the finish line.
That's right. That's right.
Joshua, Joshua, you got to go by what you see and what I'm showing you, because the people most certainly are going to have the same vision that you have. Everybody around you can't believe like you believe.
Amen.
And they don't see what you see.
Amen.
And they can't hear what you hear. Those are the times in your life when you have to do what? The word, persevere. This is where I got knocked on my loopy doopy. 16. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout. When I count to three, on the number three, everybody shout. Just yell. One, two, three. Okay, now be totally honest with me. How many people in here did not yell? How many did not yell? She didn't yell, but somebody. Okay, raise your hand. Well, I'm not trying to embarrass you. Some of your adults can raise your hand. I was looking, I didn't see your mouths open. It wasn't just the kids. But you see what I'm saying? They finally come to a place where they yelled and shouted all at the same time. In spite of whether they could see what he saw or not. Somebody's life has got to raise a standard so that people can see that the glory of God is a reality and not just something we sing and preach about.
Good word, brother.
Gotta do it. It's gonna cost you. Baby, is it gonna cost you? Heartache, pain, aggravation. Make you want to just take a baseball bat and just, you know, use your own imagination. I'm not gonna let you use mine. But they shouted, for the Lord has given you the city. And then you realize it's easy to shout when you already see the victory.
Yeah.
Oh, I got this. I got this. Well, only other thing I do than harass First Lady and harass y'all in church is bold. So I use it like this. Some guy, Brian, we see this a lot, right next to us, is on the front 10. You're on the 7. He watching you, and you try not to watch him because you sitting over there hoping that he mess up to give you a chance. But unknowing to you, he not going to mess up. Even if he don't throw it good, they still going to fall. And they do. They fall anyway. And you say to yourself, man, that was the worst ball he done threw out of all of them. How did he get a strike on that miss? Now it's fighting with you. Now you want to do everything perfect. I got to do this. I got to do that. And you know what I learned? You just can't do it. You just got to get up and do it. Because you'll reason yourself out of. That's big money. And your expectations.
Yes.
Stop reasoning yourself out of stuff. And it came on seventh day, and the Lord has given you the city. This is where he messed me up. Pastor, this is where he messed me up. Because I wasn't looking for this. This had absolutely nothing to do with my message, Reverend Grant. Nothing. And it just leaped out and tickled my nose. And the city shall be accursed. I heard Pastor Keys teach on this. And the city shall be accursed. He taught on the Achan and the cursed thing. And the city shall be accursed. And all that are therein too. The Lord, only Rahab the harlot, shall live. She and all that are with her in the house because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye and many wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, yes, ye make yourself accursed. When ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse. Man, they used cursed a lot, didn't he? You think somebody would have got the picture. And make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are what?
Consecrated.
Unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Yes. Oh my God. So when you look at the first through the fourth verse, and it talks about, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel, da da da. And they were, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given you to thy hand Jericho and the king. I've given you all these blessings. I bestowed all these blessings unto you. And when I read it this morning, First Lady was she was bouncing around doing something. But I looked and I said, babe, you ain't gonna believe this. Guess what this is about? Tithing. It's about tithing. I've never seen it before. It is about tithing. I had no intentions on teaching on tithing. But here it is. It blew me away. And the city shall be accursed, devoted to destruction. The city is devoted to destruction, and all that are therein to the Lord, only Rahab the harlot shall live. Look how important she is. It's not because Joshua says so, it's because the Lord says she's going to live.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Disobey the Lord, and you won't leave Jericho. Remember, Jericho, place of pleasure. She and all that are with her in her house, because she hid the messengers that went sent. See, God is totally forgiving. The love of God is the power of God. It's totally forgiving. Yeah. Not only did God forgive her, but he forgave everybody that were in her house. Listen to this, though. If you keep reading, you'll find out that her father's house was spared, too. But he didn't live with Rahab. Guess where he was, though, when Israel showed up? He was in her house. But the folks that were in his house were still in his house. Yeah. But because he was there with Rahab at the time of their attacking, everybody that was in her house at that specific time covered by the blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen.
You better make sure you be in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the right time.
Amen.
So you can be covered by the blood. And there's only one place you can be covered by the blood. And that's in the Word and under Christ. God said, I'll give you all this. And ye anywise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing. Keep yourselves from the accursed thing. Keep yourselves from that which is devoted to destruction. I was getting ready to call Pastor Keys this morning, and I was getting ready to say, Pastor Keys, what was, you know, I'm not sure on it. What was the, I know, ain't no need to call and rail Sunday morning. Don't even worry about that. If you're going to call rail, you got to call mama. Because rail ain't going to answer the phone. Mama going to answer the phone. Rail ain't. And the Lord said, it's right there in front of you. Why would you bother him? You know he rushing. I know my brothers. I'm closing with this, honest. Lest ye yourselves be accursed. When ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. It finally hit me why Pastor Hart was so crazy. I mean, he was crazy about you paying tithe. He was absolutely crazy about it. Y'all, I'm serious. He believed if one child was making some money and that child wasn't paying 10% on that 50 cent, that the whole church was cursed. And I thought he was crazy, man. I said, he's taking this too far. He is fanatical about this. He is fanatical about it. How can you just, you know, we read it. And we read Malachi, you know, and you curse with a curse. And we just get, after a while, you just get used to just read it. But when I read it this morning, it took a new, it took a whole different direction. You shall be accursed from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourself accursed. When ye take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. God was already letting them know that somebody, one of y'all about to mess up. I'm letting you know ahead of time, one of y'all about to mess up, and it's going to cost all of you. And I come to the conclusion, sis, that the reason God wants us to look at it like that, because if you know that you're not tithing, it's going to affect your brothers or your sisters who you claim to love.
Yeah. Lord Jesus. Yeah. Thank you. My God.
Why not tithe? It's a part of laying down your life.
Come on, Ralph.
For your brother. I'm closing with. God made it so plain. He says, now remember, if you keep reading, we're not going to go no further than the next verse, but if you keep reading, you'll find out that God said, you're going to cut the men's throats, you're going to cut the women's throats, you're going to cut the sheep, children's goats, the male children's goats, you're going to cut the children's necks. Everything in that camp that's living, you're going to cut their necks. If you see a rat, he got to die. You got to kill the rats. If you see a roach, a water bug, a butterfly, whatever you see in that in Jericho, it's got to die. Nothing can live inside of Jericho. Nothing can live. Because I don't want to take the chance of any of this stuff that's in here escaping to the outside.
Lord Jesus.
There are things in your life that God wants you to kill. Because he don't want it to get to escape to the outside. You know how it is? I'm going to tell you how it escapes. It escapes like this. Because somebody, I can't use that word, too many kids in here. Somebody whisks you off. You get mad. Say something you didn't mean to say. Do something you didn't mean to do. Get an attitude about something that wasn't even worth it. Guess what's done escaped? You didn't mean what to happen, but it escaped. God don't want it to escape. He wants it to be held down. Subdued. Kept under control. That has something to do with the fruit of the Spirit, meaning self-control.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God said, but the silver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And gold. Tell them, you know, don't get it twisted. And vessels of brass and iron. That means after you cut all the men of valor's throats that are in Jericho, you get all their weapons. Everything. You take their weapons. You take the spoons. You take everything. You take the baby's cribs. Most likely they weren't made out of wood. Whatever is in Jericho, that's made out of these substances, you are to take. That's your blessing. And then he said, and I. And they are consecrated, separated unto the Lord. They shall come into the. They shall come where?
Treasury.
Everybody ain't repeating.
Treasury.
Thank you, Brother Joe. Into the treasury. The treasury is translated in the Hebrew depository.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Nutshell. I blessed you with what you have, regardless of how little you think you might have or how much you might have.
Come on now.
I blessed you with it. And if I blessed you with it, you owe me. God said, you owe me. And if you touch it,
my God.
It becomes an accursed thing.
Lord Jesus.
And because of it, you curse everything in your house.
Come on.
In your house. Amen. When my kids growing up, I don't care what I gave them, they paid their tithe.
Amen.
I made them kids pay their tithe. They're going to pay their tithe.
Amen.
Because I believe that you don't pay, you curse me. I work too hard in God to be cursed.
Say that.
I ain't nothing special, but work too hard.
Amen.
To be cursed. Amen. Because you got a different opinion. God is saying, when you don't tithe, you go into my depository and take what don't belong to you. And when you take what don't belong to you, I'm going to kill you. I know that's a little rough, but you'll feel like you're dead. When the bottom drops out, I was singing a song the other day. I was trying to figure out, wife said, where you get that song from? I said, I heard it someplace. You ever heard this? My barrel got a hole in it. My barrel got a hole in it. Then I said, my bucket got a hole in it. That's the only part I knew. My bucket got a hole. Your bucket is going to have a hole in it. And the problem with it, you won't never see where the hole is or how much you're leaving behind, Hansel and Gretel.
Come on now. Glory.
Nobody gonna see it but the Lord. Ask my brother. He'll tell you in a minute. He don't even look for it no more. So if you don't touch the accursed thing, you better fall to your knees and ask forgiveness. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a believer in heave offerings.
Amen.
I've seen preachers preach, if you 2 or 3 weeks behind on your tithe, give me a heave offering, and it's going to be all good. No, you better go to God.
Amen.
They don't have no ability to forgive you with something that you messed up with God. God is the only one that has the ability to forgive. Now, we forgive in ourselves. Unfortunately, we've not learned to forget yet. Well, maybe you have. I haven't. I'm working on it.
Amen.
God working on me.
Amen.
Don't touch the silver. God told him, don't touch it. Who got it? Achan. Whole 7th chapter. Achan touched the accursed thing and cursed the whole camp of Israel.
Great.
And Joshua fell to his face because you know what? Because he knew that Achan had touched the accursed thing. He was supposed to slit Achan's throat in Jericho and leave him. But because of his love for Achan, and it almost cost him not just his ministry, but his life. Baby, if I know you ain't paying tithe and I find out for sure, me and you gonna have it.
It's by my instructions that ye are blessed. It's by my will that you live. And all things belong to me. For I'm the creator. I have made all things. And I require of my people that their hearts might be humbled and that they might have regard for me. So I command these things. But do not be as those who would disregard me, who would be presumptuous and allow their pride and their prestige of their own self to interfere with what I have commanded thee. Even as Achan presumed that he could disregard my word. But my word is everlasting. My word is ever settled in heaven. And if I say it, shall I not bring it to pass? I am the Lord your God, and my word is above everything. By my word, the heavens were made. By my word, I sent my son down here that ye might have a right to the tree of life, that ye might have a right to the good thing. But I am a God, I'm a jealous God. And those things that you have put before me, I require them. Therefore, the tithing belongs to me. The word, the offerings, they belong to me. If you shall give them according to my command, ye shall be blessed going out and coming in. Thy house shall be blessed. Thy house shall be saved. Only touch not that which I have commanded that belongs to me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Let me show you in the closing another way tithing works for you. Sister Nancy was giving me a testimony a little while ago about how she fell out of her chair at home. She fell out of her chair and her granddaughter was there, but she couldn't hear her. Granddaughter could not hear her. And she was screaming at the top of her lungs for help. So she prayed. Lord, you got to send somebody by here or help help get me back up off this floor into my chair. It wasn't 15 minutes later. Guess who walked through the door to put her in her chair? Her son. That's part of tithing in manifestation. God gives you the ability to drive yourself past the pain. Look at Brother Joe.
Come on, come on.
He ain't been here that long, but he's paying his tithe. Don't nobody know how much pain he in when he in church? But he outshout anybody in here.
Thank you.
Half time, he have to lean up against the wall just to stand up. But it don't stop him from praising God.
Amen.
I got here Wednesday morning. I was laughing at Reverend Grimm's at the Norman sitting there. She was up here doing song service. And I was laughing and I go, her feet must be hurting. Because she had one shoe on, one shoe off. I said, well, why don't she just take the other one off and just be comfortable? I'm talking to myself back there, right? So when she gets through, we talk. I said, what's wrong with your foot? She said, they told me I got a broken bone in my foot. And I say, you up there singing? She said, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
That's tithing.
Rest.
Sister Arlise ain't got no business here this morning.
None.
She should be at home resting. So what tithing got to do with that? Tithing gives you the ability to believe because you honor him that he's going to honor you. So you get up and you go anyway. Because you expect God to honor you. I look at Mother Rutherford. She'd be pressing her way out. I know she get on rev nerve, but she be saying, come on, let's go. He said, yeah. Amen. I remember when Mickey, when he was going through, he's still going through stuff, but he was really going through. Yeah. Just broke it, just got a new job, and shattered his knee. But he kept honoring God with what he had. If you don't believe the testimony, look at the people. Brother John, he been through some things. He believed God.
Amen.
He honored God.
Amen.
God honored him.
Yes.
Everybody in here has had a situation in their lives where God has honored you because you've been faithful. I can remember the time we went to the hospital to see Sister Paulette. She laid up there, couldn't even breathe. But she called me a couple days later, Pastor, I'm at home, still can't breathe. I'm at home. People press. They press. Don't nobody know what's going on in your life but you and God.
Amen.
Even your closest friends don't know everything. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Give and it shall be given unto you.
Yes, Lord.
A good measure. Hako shaka. Pressed down, shaken together, and run it over by my will for your life. For I have designed it and guided it. And yea, I can open it up and yea, pour out upon thee, yea, whatsoever need you have need of. In spite of the circumstances, situation that you go through day after day after day, did I not say, if you seek me, glory to God, ye shall find me, and I shall be there for you as you go through, said God. So lift me up and praise my name. And yea, look into my book. For I have the answer to everything in your life. And it isn't my word. It's my spoken word. And I have spoken it before the beginning of your time. Hako shaka, said God. And it shall come to pass. For I'm not a God that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. Yeah, I have spoken it. And it shall come to pass unto my people, said God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to come to pass. Come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I remember when Brother Andy had a heart attack. We went to the hospital. Most of y'all don't even know he even had a heart attack. He was back in church so quick. Because he trusted God to honor him. I got news for you. If you don't tithe, you better start.
Amen.
Because it's going to come a time in your life when you're going to find yourself in trouble. And you're going to think about all the things you've done right for God. And there's one thing going to pop up that you will have missed.
Stop. Come on now.
When was the last time you tithed and did it consistently? It's going to come up in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
And however you answer it is what you can expect from God.
Yeah.
Folks think tithing is a joke, a myth. Malachi even made sure you didn't forget it before he moved into the kingdoms. What did he say? If you don't tithe or honor God, you will be cursed. Mm-hmm. because you are stealing and touching the accursed thing. And if you touch the accursed thing, you're going to feel the effects. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. You just talked about all of those that honor God. Well, I had to represent, tell you about the other side. I tithe under my father, his ministry. When I came here, it was different. You have to obey the shepherd that is over you.
Amen.
I got into a point where I was not tithing. And just like you were saying, you're talking about a hole with a bucket in it. I got paid on Friday and Tuesday. I was looking where the money was. I was looking where the money was. I was like, what happened? Well, I got out of favor with God because I was not honoring the tithe. Pastor Hart got up and he was talking about the heave offering. So I knew tithing was right because I knew God had blessed me under my father and he was blessed me under Pastor Hart. I just got out of it. I knew I was supposed to make it right. So I took the offering and asked God to forgive me. And from that point on, tithe consistently with God. What God did for me, I was working at Macy's and I was really in charge of 2 floors of furniture. I mean, they had the big stuff. And because when I got back in line with God, I was pushing one of those big furniture carts, and all of a sudden, God gave me an open vision. He said, because you took my tithes to the place where I told you to take them. He said, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to restore your body. Because I was lifting furniture in ways that you weren't supposed to lift. I was doing a lot of stuff by myself. Now, God was giving me ways to do it, but there's a correct way you're supposed to lift with your legs. I was lifting with everything but my legs. But God caused me not to miss a day. Some guys were much bigger, much stronger than I was. We used to have warehouse days where we would work 12, 14 hours. At the end of the day, I was out working them all. Why? Because God honored his word. It's true. So if you mess up, here's one that messed up. God gives you a chance to make it right.
Yes.
And when you make it right,
yes,
he honors you by because you honor him.
Yes. Yes.
And Jesus came along and put the icing on the cake.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
When they're under Caesar, what belongs to Caesar? And under God, what belongs to God? So, You owe Caesar. You got something to say about Joe?
Praise God. As his brother said, look, I've had businesses where I made tons of money. Worked at Ford Motor Company. I had $750. I just come to a man's ministry. He was an old minister. Had threadbare. Took him and bought him suits. Spent my last money. The next day, we sold two $40,000 jobs. $40,000 in cash money. Okay? Now, I don't have all that money. I pay more than 10%, and at the end of the month, I got money left. I'm on Social Security. At the end of the month, I got money left. Because I know better.
Yes.
I'm not a God robber. I want to be blessed of God. And if I'm not, and if I'm gonna be, I gotta bless him. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
We can't be obedient to God. Yes. Who are we in God?
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hey, it's real. If nobody's doing it, look right here. It's real.
Amen.
It works.
Amen.
God didn't make that plan for nothing, folks.
Amen.
Amen.
You believe in his word, act upon it.
Amen.
Do what he said. Become obedient to his word.
Yes.
Praise God. I magnify him and thank him for everything I've done.
Good Lord.
There is a word in another way. I do pay my tithes off of the ministry. I also pay with every ounce of my I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If God tells me to crawl, I crawl. If I
all right, now.
You can ask anyone that knows me. I'm supposed to be in a wheelchair, but I'm supposed to be blind. I'm supposed to, right now, not be walking.
God is good.
But if you cross through, and I'm not condemning anyone in a wheelchair or walker or anything, but I was on a cane when I was up north, and when I got down here, I said, Lord, I don't want this. And I threw it up in the air. I told you, I threw away all my pills. You have to totally trust him.
Come on. Yes. Yes.
You know, give him the word, just like you found it in there today, and it opened up to you. He will open it up to you.
Yeah.
I told you Brother Grant was a freight train.
Right.
But with all your substance, it comes back to you.
Yes.
David did not fight the battle on his own.
Right.
He used what God gave to him, and when they tried to give him what they thought he should use,
right, exactly. It's funny you should mention that. He didn't fight the battle on his own. He didn't. He had five smooth stones, but there were four other men. There were four other men of valor that killed a giant. Not just him. Amen. Because they take more than one person. I'm a monkey, but I don't stop the show. Don't y'all take that literally now. Amen. It's the truth. People have got to recognize it.
Amen.
We taught them, I taught a message some time ago about tithing. It wasn't about just the 34, the 10%. It was 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold tithe. Well, the 10% is your 30-fold tithe. The 60% is your ministry of tithe, and 100% when you become the tithe.
Come on.
And God's trying to get us to the place where we become the 100% tithe. Where our life is a tithe. That's when you completely believe, lay down your life for the things of God. In spite of the trouble. My God. Hallelujah. We got it done. I'm closing my Bible. Hallelujah. First ladies always ask me, you ready for Sunday? And I go, yep. Now she asks me, I go, nope. Not yet. Because I get tired of studying all week for a message and then get up Sunday morning to go over and it changes. Because God say, that ain't what people need this morning. That's what you want to preach. Because it sounds good. Preach this. I said, Lord, I ain't studied that all week. He said, you got enough time? You got half an hour. If you've been studying to show yourself approved, a worker need not be ashamed, this wouldn't be nothing but a hop and a skip for you. So get the hopping and skip it. Everybody stay. So if you